Are the globalists steering us all into a trap? And by all, I don't just mean the general population, but also those who consider themselves to be awake to the global agenda?
As things worsen economically around the globe, people are waking up to just how badly our governments have screwed us all. And we are already starting to see peaks of this in other countries. As they reach a point of losing their livelihoods, people are getting angry, and rightfully so. Of course, our governments are to blame, but we also have to realize that our governments have been infiltrated by the globalists over the last few decades. So I'm not very confident that the people, the everyday people, will identify that fact as they awaken to the reality that their livelihoods are being stripped away. I feel that as the majority of the population begin to wake up, that they will be waking up to an engineered perception, a deliberate perception, that the solution is to eradicate the government without the benefit of seeing that the real problem is actually the globalists who have infiltrated their government. Those of us who have been learning about the way things really work, about the real agenda behind all of the upheaval in the world that's orchestrated by the 0.1%, understand that they want global corporate governance, that they want complete control on a global level. I don't think any of us disagree on that. Yet I'm still hearing so many people say that they understand this fact in one breath, then say that dismantling their government is going to be the solution in the next breath. And this is exactly what the globalists want. Think about it. What is it that they need to ensure that they can achieve their global corporate government and to strengthen their new world order? What is the one thing right now that is standing in their way? I strongly feel that to achieve their goal, that they need to dissolve our governments, because then the technocratic corporate globalist dictators can jump in to replace them. Are we, the ones who should know better, going to be led into a trap? Not only led, but will we be fooled into becoming the leaders of this civil disobedience? As the general population starts to feel the pain of inflation, food shortages, higher interest rates, loss of income, who are they going to blame? And then will we get caught up in trying to dissolve our governments rather than trying to expose and actually remove the infiltration? If people dissolve their governments, who takes over? Think about it. I know some people would like to believe that it would be us, the people, but I think that maybe that's a little naive. We already know that the corporations are waiting with bated breath for a gap so they can jump in and take full control. If you take the time to look through the World Economic Forum website, they tell you time and time again that global corporations are going to govern us and that traditional institutions are no longer required, that artificial intelligence and a one-world technocratic corporate government where we own nothing will give us more equality. And the owning nothing part isn't just limited to humans. It means our countries will also own nothing. They are counting on us to further lose trust in our national governance. In fact, they've been instrumental in weakening our governments and our institutions via manipulation and infiltration for decades. So if you have a look at the strategic intelligence maps, I highly recommend this one on global governance, going over to the ones by country. So you'll find on all of the countries on these intelligence maps that they have a section called civic participation. So in Australia, it's actually under the future of democracy in Australia, under civic participation. If you go to Canada, it's under Canada on the international stage, civic participation over here. United States, it appears under future orientation of government, and it's down here, and it's exactly the same on the UK as well. It's under future orientation of government, civic participation over there. So it says, bottom up, civic participation is flourishing as technology helps bring people together in significant numbers to take direct action and exercise civil disobedience. At the same time, top-down forms of civic participation are also gaining traction as processes like citizens' assemblies, participatory budgeting, and referendums are having a significant impact. This is occurring amid a general dilution of hierarchies and a growing tension between the local and the global as digitalization reshuffles the traditional logic of power. And then if you go into shifts in power, which is also on every country's strategic intelligence map, it goes on to say, as trust in traditional institutions declines, other entities are seeking to take their place. Civic participation generally occurs in an always moving, ever-changing environment. On one hand, trust in governments and in traditional institutions like political parties, trade unions, and organized religion has been declining in many parts of the world. On the other hand, other entities are filling in the resulting gaps. Global corporations have gained greater amounts of power and influence. In particular, the technology companies that are proactively inserting themselves into policy and into political discussions. So as you can see, it's already written. This is their script. This is their plan. They want us to tear it all down so they can build it back. It seems to me that they're counting on us to be triggered into acting like, you know, a footy crowd and not using our discernment and not having an understanding of the bigger agenda, so that we fall into some false sense of security of believing that all we have to do is dismantle and dissolve our governments to stop it all. Are we going to fall into their trap? Are we going to play the role of dismantling our own institutions rather than removing the NGOs and the corporate global entities that have actually infiltrated them?